Call Back the Past.
Shanty in Old Shanty Town. That tune of 1932 provided a background for new achievements on land, water, and in the air. Campbell sped to a new record of 253 miles per hour in his Bluebird racing car, while on the water, Garwood reached a speed of 111 miles per hour. Aviator Scott and Amy and Jim Mollison broke flying records, while precisely 5 years after Lindbergh's solo cross-Atlantic flight, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to duplicate the feat by flying from Newfoundland to Ireland. Miss Earhart.
My flying was done entirely in the cockpit. That is, I depended on instruments alone to tell me the position of my plane in space. I could not see even to the wingtips, and I could only know that I was flying right side up by what my instruments told me. I flew sometimes high and sometimes low. I flew near the water to escape the clouds and rain, but found that the fog lay close to the surface, and I had to rise above it. As I went several thousand feet higher, I found the cold was severe enough to form ice on my wings.
The United States, still in the grip of depression, heard their President Hoover declare a moratorium on reparations and war debt payments, and their favorite crooner, Bing Crosby, with a new hit for 1932.
Please lend your little ear to my plea. Lend a ray of cheer to my plea. Tell me that you love me too. Oh, please let me hold you tight in my arms. I could find delight in your charms. Every night my whole life through, your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed the happy ending and please tell me that you love me too.
By year's end, there was to be a new president in office as Franklin Delano Roosevelt swept a victory at the polls. America staged the Olympic Games at Los Angeles that year, and Jack Sharkey brought the heavyweight boxing crown back to the States after defeating the German holder Max Schmeling on points over 15 rounds. At cricket, England and Australia were battling for the Ashes, the series marred by Harold Larwood's bodyline bowling on the instructions of his captain Douglas Jardine. G.O. Allen on the subject of the English captain in that series.
Of course, he was the man who first brought what the so-called bodyline tactics into operation in Test cricket, anyhow, and it was designed in the main to subdue Don Bradman, who of course was the greatest run scorer of perhaps all time, certainly of that time, and his tactics there certainly were successful. He kept Don down to somewhere in the middle 50s, his average in the Test series. I personally didn't approve of it. I think that it took all the pleasure out of the game of cricket, and I don't believe it was the way to play it. There many people will argue very strongly in his favour.
1932 brought tragedy for the family of flying hero Charles Lindbergh, with the kidnapping of his infant son. The drama of ransom demands and extensive searches came to an end when the child's body was found in the woods not 5 miles from the Lindbergh home. A marked dollar note handed in at a filling station led the police to the house of German ex-convict Bruno Hauptmann, and the discovery of another $14,000 of marked money in Hauptmann's garage sealed his eventual execution. In London, Thomas Beecham founded the London Philharmonic Orchestra. In America, Duke Ellington was acknowledged as the first jazz composer, while in Paris it was April, according to this hit of the year. Portugal, Salazar was elected Prime Minister, a position he was to hold for many years. While India meant trouble for Britain in the form of passive resistance leader Mahatma Gandhi, who was arrested and imprisoned after emergency powers had been granted to the Indian government. King George V's Christmas message glossed over these early signs of rift in the Commonwealth.
Through one of the marvels of modern science, I am enabled this Christmas day to speak to all my peoples throughout the empire. I take it as a good omen that wireless should have reached its present perfection at a time when the empire has been linked in closer union.
South Africa came off the gold standard in 1932 and closed the Union's diamond mines because of internationally depressed conditions. On the plus side, an airmail service to England was inaugurated, as well as wireless communication. And on the wireless of 1932, no doubt this was one of the tunes heard by South Africans.
Come and meet those dancing feet. On the avenue I'm taking you to, 40 seconds feet. Here's a beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 40 seconds feet. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s who are indiscreet. All the side by side, they're glorified. Where the underworld can be the elite, 40 seconds feet.
Plays of 1932 included Dinner at Eight and J.B. Priestley's Dangerous Corner, while the most popular books were Pitkin's Life Begins at 40, Nordhoff and Hall's Mutiny on the Bounty, Hammett's The Thin Man, and Erskine Cordwell's Tobacco Road. During the year, Britain's Prime Minister, Stanley Baldwin, had this to say.
We have gone a long way since the dark days of last autumn. We are now weathering the world depression better than any other country in the world. But much remains to be done. One of the obstacles is the burden of taxation. The country has decided once and for all that the budget must be balanced, whatever sacrifices are entailed.
The movies had a new star in pint-sized Shirley Temple.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play. On the sunny beach and peppermint bay, lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack stands, belly air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar.
While Louis Calhoun, Betty Davis, and Spencer Tracy pulled in the customers to see 20,000 Years in Sing Sing.
I don't want anything. Get out.
So you changed your mind, huh? Just a troublemaking broad.
You're not going to get a chance to squawk.
She ain't going to squawk. And neither am I.
Connor!
Yeah. Yeah, it's me. And I got here just in time to rub you out, you dirty...
And Maurice Chevalier charmed moviegoers in Love Me Tonight.
Piège donc dans la cervelle, je me suis trompé de foulard, j'oublie de mettre des bretelles, tout de même c'est bizarre. J'ai dit bonjour mamselle, l'autre jour au chef de gare, toutes mes idées s'en mêlent, c'est l'amour qui m'égare. Mimi, mon beau petit bout de chou de rien du tout, Mimi, est-ce que tu m'aimes? Mimi, mon tout petit roux doudou d'un sou, je t'aime plus que moi-même. Mimi, quand un ennui me tracasse, je t'embrasse et ça passe. Mimi, si mes baisers valaient deux sous la paire, tu serais Mimi millionnaire. Vous vous rappelez de Louise? Vous vous rappelez? Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Oh, mais elle n'avait pas ça, et ça, et ça, et ça, comme Mimi. Oh, Mimi. Vous vous rappelez de Valentine? Oh, Valentine. Ah, j'avoue qu'elle était un peu là, avec son petit menton, et puis ses petits tétons. Et c'était pas Mimi. Oh, non, non, pas Mimi. Et les yeux de Lisette, le sourire de Rosette, la pudeur de Suzette, ma parade d'amour. Ah, oh, c'est facile à oublier pour Mimi. Et Mitzi. Oh, cette Mitzi, 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 Kitzi, Mitzi. Croyez-vous qu'elle valait Mimi? Ma petite monde de Mimi. Oh, Mimi, Mimi. Mon beau petit bout de chou de rien du tout, Mimi. Est-ce que tu m'aimes, Mimi? Mon tout petit roux doudou d'un sou, je t'aime plus que moi-même. Mimi, quand un ennui me tracasse, je t'embrasse et ça passe. Mimi, si mes baisers valaient deux sous la paire, tu serais Mimi millionnaire.
In typical stiff upper lip style, heir to the British throne, the Prince of Wales had this message for his people.
The message that I have tried to give you is a threefold one. First, for a fresh response to national service, for a greater spirit of unselfish and adventurous helpfulness in the midst of problems which our ablest men find difficult to unravel. The second point is that the opportunity for service is at our door, in our own village, in our own town. And my third and last point is this, that depression and apathy are the devil's own. They are not English, so away with them.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.